Welcome to the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. I am your host, Namita Mahanama. Here, I bring you the synergistic utilization of Western and Eastern modalities to help you thrive in your wellness, to thrive in your mental health, to thrive in life, so that you can feel and be your best self in body, mind, and soul. Thank you for joining me. So let's jump in together and thrive. So hello and welcome to episode 30 of the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. As always, thank you so incredibly much for being here today. Now, this week's episode, I really wanted to do a follow-on episode from last week. So last week we spoke all about exercise, but this week I wanted to go into how we can actually do mindfulness practices whilst we're exercising. So I did briefly cover some ways or some strategies by which we can actually practice mindfulness, but I wanted to just do a very short, sharp, actual episode on it in its entirety, and also then to close with an actual walking meditation that you can go to, scroll to the particular time that will be on the timestamp, and listen to it whenever you're going for a walk or wanting to do a walking meditation. So I thought that this would be another tool really that you can utilize. And it's all very good saying to practice mindfulness whilst you're exercising, but A, what does that look like? B, what are some examples? And C, an actual tool that you can utilize. So that's essentially what I wanted to cover today. Now, I guess the important reason as to why mindfulness can be a very beautiful tool is because I am a firm believer of this mind, body, spirit triangle or triad. I believe that they all coexist, the mind aspect, the body aspect, and our spiritual or soul aspect. And I feel like they're always interlinked. One always impacts the other. And so mindfulness, whilst we're using our body, it does allow for a real connection and observation into those aspects. So why else is it good? So it's an opportunity to feel into your body exactly where you're carrying tension. So is it your shoulders? Is it your forehead? Is it your jaw, your tongue, your hips, your pelvis, your knee? Like, where are you holding and storing energy? And that's one aspect. And then we need to look into the why. You know, if we sit and observe and reflect, A, what's our body trying to tell us, but B, what is that energetic system that our body is telling us that we need to look after and honor? And so looking into the why is so, so incredibly important. I also believe that mindfulness, or practicing mindfulness whilst we're exercising, is such a beautiful opportunity for us to focus on our breath. The only thing that keeps us going is this breath, is our prana. It's our life force. It's what enables oxygenated blood to go into each and every single organ system. Without the power of breath, there is no life. So during exercise, we actually have a very deep connection to our breath, because if we're not breathing correctly, we're not able to work through certain places, particularly weight training. You know, you use it to be able to do that motion, I guess, seamlessly and more with flow. And so it's a beautiful opportunity to observe, well, is my breath short and labored? Is it very shallow? Is it deep? Is it diaphragmatic? What's happening? And I believe that it's very important to connect with our breath, but also what is the nature of our breath? What's it telling us? Now, it's also a beautiful opportunity to focus the mind on specific focus areas versus allowing it to go off on a tangent. We very much have a monkey mind. And so when we do have these intrusive thoughts and our mind kind of deviates and goes elsewhere, if we're bringing it back to a focal point of focus that we have chosen, something that we resonate with, then it allows our mind to constantly, okay, come back to the task at hand, come back to the task at hand. And so really by by staying focused in mindfulness whilst we're exercising, we're actually practicing meditation. And so that allows us to constantly steer our thoughts into higher vibration thoughts, or the better reaching thought, or the higher reaching thought, versus it's spiraling out of control. Now, as a side note, not just exercise, really any activity that we do in any day, whether it's washing the dishes, washing our hands, having a shower, getting changed, they're all perfect opportunities to practice meditation. And so we don't have to be sitting on the top of the Himalayas to practice meditation where there's no noise and there's no distractions. We can practice meditation by being mindfully aware of all that is in the now. So as we're washing our hands, what does it feel like? Feeling the bubbles, the sensation of the water on our hands. As we're brushing our hair, just completely focusing all our attention onto that task at hand, that is practicing meditation. And I guess with exercise, when we're practicing this focus and bringing our mind back and bringing our mind back, I actually believe that we're going to be improving our safety, because, you know, if we're only solely focusing on the right now and what we're doing, then we're less likely to fall or get injured because our mind is elsewhere. We're making sure that we have proper form because we're completely focusing on the now. So I definitely even feel from a safety perspective that it's an excellent tool to utilize. So it can improve our focus. We're concentrating on the task at hand and being present. And so being present, I speak about this often, that today, that this particular moment is all that actually exists. And so the past is gone. There's no point festering about, oh, I should have done this, I could have done this. And the future is not here yet. And so, you know, there's no point going through to-do lists for a future that doesn't exist. All we have is the current moment at any one time. You know, all we have is now. And so if we're able to dedicate our full focus to what is happening right before us, then that's really just, it's such a wonderful tool. We're not almost draining our resources and our energy in thinking of time aspects that don't exist. When we're simply focused on all that is right now, then that is going to be a very mindful thing to do. And so by doing so, I believe that exercise then becomes a very sacred time. It becomes a period of connection to all that's around us. And so then it becomes a real investment into our wellness and our vitality. And when we're able to do things together, I'm all for being efficient. I'm all for, you know, my type A personality. If I can tick two things off the list at the same time, that's amazing. That feels very productive and it feels very efficient. So what are some ways that we can practice mindfulness whilst we're exercising? So the walking meditation, which we can focus on our five senses. So what are five things from each of the five senses that you can put your attention to? So what are the five things you can feel? So whether it's on your skin, your clothes, the air, is it a cool breeze? Is it hot? You know, just feel into what are the five things that you can feel, five things you can see, five things you can smell, five things you can hear, and five things that you can taste. Now, the taste might be a little bit different. Because, you know, you may not have five things that you can taste unless you really haven't brushed your teeth for a while and you can pick up scraps, which is quite disgusting. So yeah, that one might be a bit tricky, but go for it. Go in, see what you can taste, really hone in on that particular sense and see what comes up for you. So that's a real beautiful thing that you can do anywhere. And all of these ones I'm suggesting you can do anywhere. You can do it while you're waiting for a bus or whilst you're waiting at the checkout or, you know, anything like that. These are all examples that you can use, but I'm really just speaking about exercise. Another mindfulness practice is repeating a mantra. Now, I have an Indian background, and so mantras and chanting and hymns and all sorts of things, that actually is very much second nature, and it feels very grounding and powerful because it's what I grew up with. Now, for those people that Hindi, Sanskrit isn't something that you know very well or that you feel comfortable with, a mantra in that Sanskrit form may feel foreign to you. And so I know Deepak Chopra, who is, you know, a wonderful resource as well in terms of meditation and works closely with Oprah, he does a lot of mantra work. And so if you resonate with that, then I would encourage you. They often do a lot of challenges where they will each day have a different focus. And I have often signed up and love doing them. And so it's a focus mantra that you would do every day. So look into that if that's something that is of interest to you. But mantras like Om, you can just say it out loud if you feel comfortable enough to do that whilst you're walking, or you can say it internally. Hrim and Ram, just the actual vibration, the effect that it has within our body, it actually can help to balance our Vata dosha. So it that vibration, that sound, it helps to bring those earth elements back, and it's very grounding. It becomes a very comforting thing to do. And the fact that you're going back to this one word, this one mantra, coming back, it's basically like an anchor. For me, it feels like I'm anchoring. I've got my anchor, and if the boat is slipping away with my thoughts, I allow that anchor to bring me back. And so that is why it's a really wonderful mindful tool. Now, if the Sanskrit mantras don't resonate with you, you can do like a phrase or a statement, I can do it, or you've got this, or something powerful and positive that feels good to you. But for me, with Hindi and Sanskrit being familiar and comforting and comfortable for me, then coming to a word like that is a beautiful mindful practice that I can do whilst I'm exercising, as I'm focusing on my breath, the prana, and speaking, reciting the mantra in my mind out loud if I'm at home and exercising. It really empowers me, and it enables me also to remind myself of the deep connection that I have to all of the powerful energy in the world. And so it's actually quite a spiritual practice whilst I'm exercising, whilst I'm able to bring my mind back into focus. So that's where we're speaking of mind, body, spirit. A practice like this, to me, encompasses all of that. Each arm of this triangle is looked after for me. Now, another one is to listen to music. So, you know, yes, we can listen to music. And again, safety-wise, I won't lie, when I see people going for walks and they're not looking where they're crossing because they have earpods or ear headphones on, it does really make me, it's a trigger point for me. I almost think, gosh, you're dulling out that sense. And so you're not paying attention to what's around you, and especially how crazy the roads are in Sydney. It does definitely baffle me that that's what happens. However, I do believe that music and the power of music and the emotion and the feeling that it can evoke within you is a beautiful mindful tool. Now, every time that your mind, your monkey mind, deviates or there are any intrusive thoughts, bring it back to the music. What can you hear? What kind of sounds are there? What's the rhythm, the melody, the, you know, if you're musical based, if you have a real sense of music understanding, then you will be able to pick up the subtle presence of music and what's there. I personally am not. I listen to the sound and it sounds good. But to really just immerse yourself into that music, so to come back to what you can hear, to come back to how it makes you feel, and that's all it is. It's just, you know, bringing yourself back to that particular thing that you're going to focus on. And I feel like it's almost a matter of deciding what it is that you're going to focus on for that particular exercise time, and then coming back and committing to yourself and observing and being mindfully aware of when it's deviating to come back. And so music is a wonderful one. A podcast is a wonderful one. Some people don't like to concentrate on someone speaking. They find it difficult to do more than one thing at a time. And that's fine as well. But if podcast is something that, you know, you don't mind having in the background and you can come back to, then definitely that's another one. Now, I really think that all practices, whether it's even walking or running, but especially practices like yoga, Pilates, weights, resistance training, they're all excellent opportunities to really tune into that energy I was speaking about and where you're carrying tension, because there are certain moves or certain asanas or certain parts of your routine that you may find a bit more challenging on certain days because you're carrying certain tension in particular areas. And so that mind-body connection is definitely there in some exercises more than others. So one aspect is being able to observe what that tension is. And the other one is to really breathe into it and to really feel into it and to really work out the why. You know, why is it there? What is it that perhaps is underlying that's causing it or that you're holding on to? You can feel it and it's being stored in your body, but why is that happening? What emotions or areas is your body trying to tell you that you need to kind of move through energetically? And so doing almost like a body scan meditation whilst you're exercising enables you to scan through your body from top to toe. And the walking meditation is encompassing part of that. So definitely that is something that allows you to scan your whole body to observe where is and what's happening, and then looking into the why. And it can definitely do that more than, say, sitting behind a desk and typing or sitting behind the wheel and driving. We can't always pay attention to our body in the same way that we can with certain exercises. So another thing is gentle stretching before and after you're exercising. Now, not only does it minimize or prevent injury just by literally warming up your muscles, bringing blood flow to those areas, but it's also a beautiful connection time to again feel into your body. And it's a time where you can do your body scan meditation whilst you're doing your stretches, because it's a slower pace, it's more of a flow type of practice. Then definitely that's a beautiful thing to do. And so, speaking of energetics, I love Louise Hay, and I've actually read her books even from when I was a very small child. So maybe from the age of 7 or 8, I recall it being like, wow, this is just such beautiful wisdom. And I am a believer that our bodies never lie. And so to really observe in the wisdom that our body gives us and what is it trying to tell us, and to not ignore it and to not sort of look away, delve a bit deeper, see exactly what it is that's happening and why is it happening. Now, another one is, so whilst we are exercising, to really brace our core. Now, we're not sucking in our stomach, we're not sucking it in and, you know, trying to make it look smaller, and that requires us to, I feel, almost hold our breath, but we're stabilizing our core, we're giving strength and power. And for me, I believe that this encourages a real diaphragmatic breath, because we've got that power and stability in our core that naturally we feel inclined to breathe deeply, ensuring that our shoulders are back, our chests are open, you know, versus being like this, then our breath will be labored and constricted. We want to be open and we want to allow free flowing breath. Not only for our oxygenated blood to reach every nook and cranny in our body, but really to get that full diaphragmatic breath versus the shallow breath. That's really, really important. And so for me, it feels like we're practicing pranayama, which is one of the limbs of yoga where breath becomes a huge part of our healing. Now, another mindfulness strategy is when you're walking to feel every single movement that's happening in your feet. So as your heel touches the floor, how does it feel in your shoe? And then the arch touching the floor, what do they feel like? Are they pressing against the top of your shoe? And again, with each foot, just what does it feel like? How do your ankles feel? That's a real connective process. And if the terrain is safe and stable and not slippery or rocky or anything like that, then walking without shoes and connecting to the earth beneath you, whether it's the sand or the grass or the, you know, whatever's underneath you, that becomes a real connective process as well, because you're connecting to literally the earth and you're soaking in that prana and you're connecting to real life nature. And that in itself is just so, such a mindful process. And if whilst you're exercising or at the end and you sit with your feet planted on the ground and you're just in the now and you're soaking in all the beauty that's around you, then that is also going to be so incredibly healing for you. And definitely balancing our Vata dosha in Ayurveda, because we're bringing in that earth aspect. And so that's a really, really beautiful thing to do. Now, another thing when we're talking about listening to podcasts or music, whether it's on whatever kind of device you have whilst you're exercising, my biggest advice would be to switch off all your notifications. So any messages, any emails that come in, we really want no distractions. We want to dedicate time to purely focusing on exercise and not worrying about what's happening. The world can absolutely wait. Now, the disclaimer, I guess, or the side note for that is if you have queries with children or the care of children, perhaps you can put the ringtone on loud, but you can turn off all notifications, put all of those on silent so that you can not be distracted at all. Now, another way to really honor our body, mind, and spiritual aspect is to journal anything that pops up and to really go into that a little bit deeper. I definitely am quite the reflector and I very much enjoy going within and peeling away. Some people may find that laborious and perhaps not necessary and rather time consuming or energetically quite exhausting. I don't like to ignore anything. I don't sweep anything under the rug. I like to have it out in the open where I can see it and there's nothing left to hide. So I'm all about transparency and doing the hard work, as ugly as it may look and feel at the time, but really going in. Now, another one is to stay hydrated, but more in terms of a mindful way of drinking water from an Ayurvedic perspective, is that when we are drinking water, and typically we'll do it as we're walking or standing, you know, it's not often that I see people sitting down whilst they're exercising and drinking water. But from an Ayurvedic perspective, sitting or in a squatted position is actually the ideal way or position to drink water. So with standing up, it's putting a lot more pressure on the digestive system, and we really want to support it by sitting down, and that it really enables us to assimilate and incorporate that water into our cells much better. We also want more warm water or hot water, and again, that's probably not practical whilst you're exercising, but warm water at least, and certainly not icy cold fridge water, because that can dampen the digestive fire or the agni that we say, and so that can reduce how well we're able to digest our food. And also not drinking huge copious amounts of volume within 30 minutes either side of eating. So if we just pour our digestive fire with water and we're eating, it's not able to digest food as well as had we just sipped at water outside of that 30 minute. Now, another strategy that we can employ is simply focusing on the inhalation of our breath through our nose and feeling that in our nostrils. You might feel it as you breathe out on the top of your upper lip here. And so just honing in and really focusing in on that actual inhalation. What does it feel like? Exhalation. What does it feel like? In, out, and that's it. Another thing could be to focus on a particular item or object in the room. What does it look like? Take in all the aspects of it. You have another thought, focus on the object. Your mind deviates, focus on the object. Block out anything else that pops up. Block out anything else you can see as well. But look at that object in its entirety. Whilst you're walking, you might want to focus on a particular color that you see. So every time you see a red, it could be, you know, anywhere in someone's clothes. It could be a car color or a flower or plant color. You might want to focus on a particular style of car. You might want to focus on a particular plant or flower that you see. And so your attention is just really about scanning and observing what's around you and putting your attention of what it is that you can see. So whatever it is that feels good for you, that you feel like would motivate you and allow you to focus on just looking for that particular thing, then I would encourage you to do that. Another thing could be to count the number of different types of birds or the different types of dogs that you see or the different types of animals that you see. Pick a particular thing and, again, it allows you to just, you know, you're going for a run, just observing. Another thing could be to count how many times you see someone on their phone. That could be a very fun exercise. You might not know enough numbers to keep going because I'm sure there's so many, but that could be another one. Now, another mindful strategy is, as a mother, whilst you're carrying your baby in the baby Bjorn, is focusing on their breath on your chest. Just focusing on that feeling and nothing else. You might want to focus on the feeling of their skin on your skin and what that feels like, and just really connecting into that process as you're doing it. So not only are you bonding and you're growing that connection and absolute heart-centered space, you're really looking after your heart there. It's also practicing mindfulness because you're just deeply in the now. You're completely just immersed. Now, I personally like to do weights in, if there's a set routine, I know what I've got to do, how many reps, the weights, it feels quite structured. And so that also for me feels very mindful. It's a little bit tricky for me to deviate my attention when I have a set prescription or a set task that I have to do. So you might find that very good versus, say, you know, if you turn up to a gym, you don't know which equipment to use. Oh gosh, you know, you can get a little bit perhaps distracted, or it's easy to get your mind wandering off if you're not sure exactly the focus or the goal of that particular exercise or workout. So that's also something. Also, if you're participating in a group class, you have to be mindful. If you're thinking about your to-do list and say you're doing a group body balance class or a body pump class, and the trainer at the front screaming at you because you're not doing the right thing, then, you know, that actually is forcing mindfulness, because if you're going to participate with other people, then you really need to focus. So I hope those strategies or ideas have been helpful somewhat. And the mindful moment for this week, or the pearl to practice this week, is going to be to try one of those mindful practices whilst you're exercising. And I would love to know how it's improving your exercise, or how did it change by doing that practice? And so I want to finish this episode with a walking meditation, and I will timestamp where it begins, so you can scroll directly to this time if you want to start again. And so on that note, I really want to thank you for joining me this week. Now, as we begin our walking meditation, wherever it is that you're walking, you could be on a footpath, you could be on grass or the sand, you could be at the beach or a park, or just in your neighborhood. As we begin our practice, I really want you to start by taking 5 deep diaphragmatic breaths, stabilizing your core, shoulders back, chest nice and open. Take a deep breath in through your nose, coming from the base of your sacrum, filling your chest with so much prana. Breathe out through your nose. With the next inhalation, breathe out through your nose. In through your nose for 3, and out Your eyes open as you're doing this. Take a deep breath in for four. Shoulders back, chest open and out through your nose. And for the last time, deep inhalation in. Feeling that life force energy circulating all through your body and breathing out in your own time for the last time. And with your eyes open as you walk along your path, I want you to bring your attention to five things that you can see. Five things that you can see. Now, focus on five things that you can hear. And now focus on five things that you can smell. What can you smell around you? We don't often pay attention to what we can smell, but really breathe in and really feel what you can smell. Is it food? Are there plants? Someone cooking in the neighborhood? Is it the sea? Can you smell salty water? Now focus on five things that you can feel or touch. What's pressing against your skin? Can you feel your hair on your face? The socks on your feet? The wind on your skin? What do we feel? You don't often pay attention. But what can you feel? I've saved the most tricky one for the end to focus on five things that you can taste. It could be your last meal. It could be coffee. It could be your lip balm. The back of your throat. What can you taste? And now, once we've finished our fifth item that we can taste, we're going to scan through our body from the top right down to our toes, and we're going to observe anywhere that we're contracting, anything that feels tight. And as we bring our attention, we're going to soften, we're going to open, we're going to relax. Whatever part of the body it is that's tight and constricted. And when we bring our attention our focus or our mantra will be let it go, or let go, let go, let go, as we soften it. We soften, 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 let go. So we start on our scalp. You could be wearing a hat. Does it feel tight? Is our scalp tight? We let it go and it's able to fall back. Focus now on your forehead. Is it tight and clenched and furrowed? If it is, let it go. Let it go. Relax, allow it to fall back. Focus on your eyes. Are they tightly held shut? Are we frowning? Are we squinting? Open them, relax. Let it go. Our jaw. Feel your jaw. Is it tight? Is it clenched? Let it go. And as you let it go, breathe out and allow it to open. Allow that jaw to soften. Not tight, not constricted, but open and flowing and relaxed. Relax our tongue. Allow it to just fall in your mouth. Our neck, our throat chakra energy. What does it feel like? Can you feel any aspects of tension, any resistance? Let it go. Just acknowledge it and let it go. Your shoulders. It's an area that often carries the weight of the world. You have permission on your exhalation to let it go and allow the shoulders to roll back and soften. Your upper back, your posture, chest out. Allow your arms to naturally glide, to naturally flow, to walk with ease and fluidity, and let go any tension that you're holding in your arms. In your wrists, do they feel tight? Are they relaxed? Your fingers, are they clenched? Your hands clenched? Let them relax. Let them open. Let it go. You have permission to let it go. This is your time. This is your sacred prana, life force, giving time. Completely let it go. Observe your chest, taking deep, beautiful breaths, slow, deliberate breaths. Relax your core, your tummy. Don't suck it in. You don't need to change what you look like for anybody. Let it out, let it go. You don't have to hold on anymore. Having a sense of your lower back, your sacral area. Any tension in your glutes, your upper thigh, your pelvic floor. Are you holding on all the time? You also need to relax our pelvic floor. We need to let go. so that they can activate when we need them to. As we breathe out, we're letting go. We're releasing. Feel your hips. How are they feeling? Your quads, your knees. Do they feel strong? Do they feel sturdy? Your shins, your ankles. Are they holding you up nicely? The arches of your feet, your toes. And as you breathe in, tune into the left side of your body. Anything that stands out. Any tension on your exhalation, let it go. Our left side represents our divine feminine. Any tension, any restriction, what is that saying? Our right side represents our divine masculine, and as you breathe in, pay attention and scan your whole right side. Anything that stands out, we want to breathe out and let it go. And as we finish scanning our whole body, we're going to take three deep inhalations and exhalations to let it all go. Deep breath in. Exhale out. And as you exhale out, imagine it all letting go off of your body, onto the floor, onto the earth beneath you. It doesn't have a place or space on your body anymore. Breathe in. Clean, fresh prana air, and out, exhale out and let it all go, all the tension go. Deep breath in, clean, pure prana rich filled air, and exhale as we let go. Now, as we take our next three deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, we give gratitude to our body for showing us exactly what we needed to know, for revealing its wisdom. Exhale, absolute gratitude. Breathing in gratitude for two, allowing it to flood your whole body, and exhale this sense of gratitude. Breathing in for the last time, infuse yourselves with this absolute, absolute gratitude. And exhale, letting go. And I want you to now take the next three breaths of gratitude for your body, for all that it can do, for all that it has. For the magic, the beauty, the bounty, to celebrate all that it does every day without knowing, without realizing. Breathe in this absolute heartfelt gratitude for being granted this beautiful vessel, and exhale this gratitude. Let it flood your entire bloodstream. In with gratitude, absolute gratitude for your whole body, your legs, your feet, your arms, your brain, your mouth. Exhale, gratitude. And last inhalation of gratitude. And exhale. And as you continue the rest of your walk, not only do I want you to remember and harness this feeling of gratitude, this feeling of lightness, this feeling of letting all things go off your body that no longer need to be there. As you take each step forward, let it go, leave it, you've left it behind. And I want you to focus either on the rise and fall of your chest. Pay attention. And if your mind or your thoughts drift away, bring it back to the rise and fall of your chest. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. And if that doesn't resonate, then I want you to focus on each deliberate step that you're taking as your foot touches the floor, the ground beneath you. Really feel into it. Mind wanders off, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back with kindness, with compassion, and walk with pure present moment connection.